We have different laws to guide us. We have laws to follow. For example, as we drive our cars, we have traffic lights, stop signs, speed limit, pedestrians, and road courtesy. All of these have implications and purpose for your safety and for the safety of others. So when you are driving and somebody runs through a stop sign, which is your right of way, is strictly speaking, the law is on your side, but can cause accident if you insist on your right that may lead to disaster or death. By this, we need to exercise the spirit behind the law and common sense that we need to immediately stop, be patient and careful, and avoid harm. Yes, you are right, and the other is wrong, but the spirit of the law also entails common sense and love. Also, you are not obliged to attend Mass every day. Only Sundays and other days that the church has a law that you must be in the church, fulfilling your obligations. But you are here on weekday masses, not as a requirement of the law, but to fulfill the spirit of the law, that is to love God and pray to Him. You are not sinning even if you don't go to Mass on weekdays, but you are here out of love for the Lord. So this illustration is close to the idea our Lord had in mind in today's gospel. He said that He had not come to abolish the law found in the Old Testament. The law was an expression of God's will for people. But because it was necessarily put in human words, it was an imperfect expression of God's will. But the spirit behind the law is what counts, and that spirit is found in the love of God and the neighbor. Jesus fulfilled the law first by His more complete teaching on love, and secondly, by His own supreme example of love. It is His teaching and example that Jesus wants us to follow, and not merely the letter of the law. So we are also invited to teach others the same way as we live the law. We are instruments, the hands, the feet, the mouth, the eyes, and the hands of the Lord, to show others how fulfilling in following the law of love. And when we do this and teach others to do the same, we are living and loving the law according to what Jesus wants us to do. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us always do the will of the Father as Jesus did. Let us fulfill the law by not just following it, but by loving and embracing it. When we do that, we will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Law is the law, but the spirit of the law is love. So be compassionate, be merciful, even if the law is strict. We need to go behind the spirit of the law as we follow the law.